我们已经来到罗马书第三章，我们要从第二十一节看起。
And we have reached Romans chapter 3, we shall start from verse 21.
让我们先从第罗马书第三章第二十一节读到第二十六节。
And we shall first read from verses 21 to 26.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义，要信，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着他的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明神的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Romans 3:21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all who haveSin and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be justAnd the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
这段圣经，有些神学家认为这段圣经是罗马书的中心点。
And many theologians consider this passage to be the central theme of the book of Romans.
其实有一个神学家Leon Morris 认为这个就是整本圣经最重要的一段经文。
And the theologian Leon Morris even considers this passage as the most important passage of the whole Bible.
虽然短短几节就把神很重要的观念带出来给我们知道。
In a short few verses, this passage highlights many important theological truths for us.
特别这里，如果你仔细读的话呢，有一些字眼呢不断的出现，就是神的公义。
And when you read this passage,You will notice the recurrence of a word that occurs many, many times, that is the righteousness of God.
所以整本罗马书呢的重点其实是在讲神的公义。
And the entire theme of the book of Romans is on the righteousness of God.
神的公义在整本书里面出现33次。
And in the book of Romans, the righteousness of God appears 33 times.
第一次出现的时候呢，是在第一章第十六到第十七节。
And the first time it appears is in chapter 1, verses 16 and 17.
请大家打开第一章第十六节、十七节看，因为他讲完这一件话之后呢，其实我们今天的经文就是连接到第一章第六到十六到十七节。
So please look at your own Bibles in Romans 1:16 and 17. And in fact, the passage today actually connects back to Romans 1:16-17.
所以罗马书第一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要基于一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义就在这福音上显明出来。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith.
所以这里讲到神，整本罗马书就是告诉我们神的义是怎么一回事，在福音上怎么样彰显出来。
And the whole book of Romans basically tells us what exactly is the righteousness of God and howIs the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel?
你看第十八节。
Look at verse 18.
他说福音，他不以福音为耻，福音本是神的大能。为什么呢？原来第十八节说，原来神的愤怒就在天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Why? Because verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
今天我们不讲神的愤怒,
Today, we avoid talking about the wrath of God.
但是是不是圣经的话呢? 圣经说神在生气,
But is it not from the words of scripture that says God is angry with all people of the earth?
为什么神生气呢? 为什么神, 会发怒呢?
Why is God angry and why is his wrath on us?
因为19节说, 神的事情人所能知道的原显明在神在人心里, 因为神给他们显明。
Because verse 19 tells us what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them.
21节说, 他们虽然知道神, 却不当作神来荣耀, 他也不感谢他。
But verse 21 tells us, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
所以我们看到神创造我们,
so we see that God created us.
我们在营会里面听到, 其实上一周我们也听到在这里, 这个讲台里面说, 神创造我们, 意思说神有权柄, 主这个要我们来顺服他。
And in the camp, beginning from the pulpit here last Sunday, we have seen from the book of Genesis, that God created us and therefore he has authority to command us to obey him.
所以神是我们的创造主, 他既然是我们的创造主, 他要我们服从他的命令, 服从他的命令就是要向他, 要学习圣洁, 满有慈爱。
And because he is our creator, he commanded us to obey his word and to be like him, which is to have mercy and love.
但是神创造我们之后，我不理他，管他是谁，也不理他是不是神，我们我行我素，做我所要做的事情，不理会神的旨意。
But yet after he created us, we did as we pleased. We did not want to obey God and obey his will, and we did everything that we wanted.
所以我说这个是天大的罪。
And I say this is a great sin.
为什么呢? 因为如果我们明白父母养育我们, 当我们长大之后, 我们不理会他, 我们中国人认为这个是非常大的罪。
And for example, when our parents give birth to us and bring us up, and by the time we are independent, we ignore our parents, to the Chinese, this is a great sin.
我相信不只是中国人, 甚至亚洲人, 甚至全世界的人都知道这个是罪。
And I believe not only the Chinese, but all Asians and all throughout the whole world will call this a sin.
父母给我们一切所需, 给我们养育我们, 给我们一起, 给我们教育, 给我们一切所要的, 我们长大之后呢, 不理会他, 忘恩负义, 这个是罪。
When our parents gave birth to us and gave us everything, gave us an education, gave us all that we need, and once we are independent, we ignore our parents, that is indeed a great sin.
如果我们违背父母是罪, 那么违背那个创造我们的万, 创造宇宙万物, 包括我们生命的, 更是大罪。
If turning against our parents is a sin, then it is a greater sin to turn against the Creator.
连我们口中的气也是他所赐的。
Even the breath in our mouth is given by him.
我们人生的, 我的才干, 我的一切, 所有的东西都是属于他的。
All that I have, my talents, my abilities, belongs to him.
但是呢, 我们不理会他, 这个就是我们犯了极大的罪。
So when we ignore him, we have committed a great sin.
所以这里就是说, 神, 神, 既然神让我们知道有关他的事情, 我们却不认识他, 却不感谢他, 却不荣耀他, 神认为这个是极大的罪, 所以他向人类发怒。
And when what can be known about God is plain to men, because God has shown it to men, but yet men did not honor God or give thanks to him, and that's the reason why God's wrath is upon men.
所以很多人认为第一章的下半段都是在讲外邦人，世界上所有的人。
And many people consider the second half of chapter 1 to be on Gentiles, which is the rest of the world.
但是保罗在第二章的时候强调犹太人也跟外邦人一模一样，不敬拜神，不按神的旨意而行。
And so Paul addresses the Jews in chapter 2 and tells them that they are exactly the same as the Gentiles, and they do not obey God nor worship God.
所以上一次我们在讲罗马书的时候，我们提到世界上所有的人都败坏了，不承认耶和华神是我们的创造主。
And we said last time when we preached on this that the whole world, every human being is depraved and they have denied the Creator God.
你看第三章的第四节，第十节。
Look at chapter 3 verse 10.
他说就如经上所记，没有一人连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都偏离正路，一同变为无用。
Chapter 3 verse 10, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one, no one understands, no one seeks God, all have turned aside, together they have become worthless.
他说没有行善的一个都没有。
No one does good, not even one.
十八节说他们眼中不怕神。
Verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
你看第二十节，所有凡有血气的没有一个行律法。在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人之罪。
Look at verse 20. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
所以他这里圣经告诉我们，神的话告诉我们，世界上没有一个人寻求神。
So the Bible, God's word, tells us no one in the world seeks God.
一个都没有。
Not even one.
有些人说，哎，我心里有寻找神啊，那就要感恩，因为那是神在你身上已经做工了。
And some people might say, but no, I actually seek God in my heart. Then you should give thanks that God is working in your heart.
因为这里说，没有一人一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，一个都没有。
Because it says here, there is none righteous, not one, no one understands, no one seeks for God.
所以如果大家都没有人寻求神，我们都在死在罪恶过犯当中，没有一个人能够来找寻找神，没有人一个人愿意来寻找神。
And the reason why we do not seek God or no one seeks God is because all of us are dead in our trespasses and sins.
如果是这样的话，我们整个世界就是一片漆黑，完全没有希望。
If that's true, then the world is full of darkness and without hope.
所以在这里你看第二十一节，但是
So when come now to verse 21 But now
你看到吗？所以他这里是一个转接点，立刻马上跳出另外一点说，世界的人没有人寻求神，但神的义在律法以外已经显出来，也有律法和先知为证。
So we see a big contrast hereAfter painting a very bleak picture of the fact that no one in the world seeks God, Paul now says, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it.
当世界的人全部不认识神，全部不要神，全部没有人寻求神，没有人惧怕神，一片漆黑，但是神来寻找人。
There is no one in the world who seeks God. Everyone have turned aside. No one understands. No one does good. No one seeks God. In this whole picture of darkness, now God comes and seeks man.
如果是这样的话，谁能得救呢？没有人能得救。能够得救是因为神来寻找人。
And if that's the case, no one can ever be saved unless.God comes to seek men.
所以你看到第二十一节说，但如今神的义，那个义呢是神的。
Verse 21, but now the righteousness of God, this righteousness belongs to God.
它不但是属于神，而且是从神而来。
It's not just belonging to him, but it is also coming from him.
所以你看到这里，他说神的公义，你看第二十五节，二十五节这里也是这么说。这在二十五节的时候呢，你看到这里，他说，神设立耶稣作为挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
And we also see this in verse 25, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness.
那么第二十六节 ，it was 第二十六节，你看这二十六节，他说。好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
And verse 26, it was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
所以你看在第二十五节是这么讲，他说这个义呢 是神的恩典。
And verse 25 tells us that this is God's righteousness, it is actually God's grace.
所以在这里给我们看到一件事情，人可以称义呢，完全不是凭律法，因为刚才我们已经看到人没有人称义，不能够凭律法称义，没有人寻求神，但是人怎么能够得救呢？是因为神寻求人，而且把神的公义带给人。
And so we have seen that no man can ever be justified by their works, because we have already seen that no one ever seeks God, but a man can only be justified by the righteousness of God, and this righteousness of God is given because God came to seek men.
所以你注意到这一件事情，如果你是犹太人，当时候你读这段圣经的时候呢，你一定感到非常的惊讶。
If you are a Jew and you read this passage, you will be shocked.
因为圣经旧约里面很清楚告诉我们，神不会使义人，不会使罪人这个能够不受审判。
Because the Old Testament clearly teaches that God will not let the guilty go unpunished.
公义的神是绝对不会让罪不受到审判。
A righteous God will definitely judge sin.
在《生命记》里面二十五章第一节，那边讲到说，如果有两个人有争执的话呢，他来到审判官面前，审判官呢必须要按定这个一人有理，那么二人有罪，这个是很自然的。
It is natural because Deuteronomy 25:1 tells us if there is a dispute between men and they come into court and the judges decide between them, acquitting the innocent and condemning the guilty.
那么另外呢，这个以赛亚书也是这么讲到说，如果有人受贿赂呢，拿别人的钱。把义人当作恶人，把恶人当作义人呢？这个是绝对不允许的。
And Isaiah 5:23 tells us that it is forbidden for those who acquit the guilty for a bribe and deprive the innocent of his right.
那么神也是这样教导我们在出埃及记23:7，他说：“当远离虚假的事，不可杀无辜人和有义人的人，因我必不以恶人为义。”
And Exodus 23:7, God says, keep afar from a false charge and do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked.
所以神绝对不让犯罪的人自由。
So God will never let the guilty go free.
最重要的经文就是在拿鸿书里面第一章三节说，耶和华万不以有罪为无罪。
And the most important passage is in Nahum 1:3, the Lord will by no means clear the guilty.
但是这里保罗说，神使那有罪的称为义，这个是极大的不可能，极大的问题，怎么可以这样事情发生呢？
So, when the book of Romans tells us that God justifies the guilty, this is impossible and it is shocking and no one would think that this can happen.
所以在这里这段经文告诉我们，他说神在律法以外称那个有罪的人成为义，这个是绝对不能够接受的。
And now the book of Romans tells us that the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, and this is impossible to the people.
所以我们在看的时候为什么可以这样呢？
And as we look at this, we ask, how can this be?
所以首先刚才我们看到第一呢，世人都犯了罪，所以没有人寻求神，但是圣经告诉我们是神来寻求我们，所以我们看到神的公义的源头呢是父神本身。
And we have just seen that no one is righteous, no one seeks God, and it is God who came to seek men, so this shows us the source of righteousness is God.
接下来我们就要给大家看到那个公义的基础呢，就是耶稣基督。
And then we will see the ground of righteousness is Christ.
所以神是通过耶稣基督来彰显他自己的公义。
God manifests his righteousness through Jesus Christ.
所以我再说一遍，如果你注意看第二十一节，这里二十一节说，但如今神的义在律法以外彰显出来呢，还有律法和先知为证。
Let's look at verse 21 again. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it.
什么叫做律法和先知的为证呢？
What does it mean the law and the prophets bear witness?
意思说人神本来要借助耶稣基督要拯救我们，其实不是一个马后炮，不是一个过后事情发生之后才来想对策，不是，是原本就是这样，只是人在读的时候读旧约的时候只注意律法，没有注意到神永恒的计划。
In other words, the plan that God has to save sinners through Jesus Christ is not plan B. It is not a reaction by God, but rather it has always been the fact that God had meant it that way, and except that when people read the law, they only focused on the law and they did not understand its true meaning.
当我们来到第四章的时候，你就看到这个亚伯拉罕，本来亚伯拉罕神已经称亚，因着亚伯拉罕的信称他为义，所以这件事情呢，不是过后，不是 afterthought， 是。
And when Paul continues Romans 4, he will show them that Abraham was justified by his faith. So, this whole idea of justification by faith is not an afterthought by God.
本来律法的功用本来就是要叫人知罪，而不是要通过律法而称义。
And it has all along been God's plan to use the law to let people know what sin is rather than to be justified through the law.
所以神的本来的意思就是要通过耶稣基督。
God's original plan has always been through Jesus Christ.
所以神的公义是在救恩中彰显出来。
And so God's righteousness is actually revealed or manifested through salvation.
神怎么可以称罪人为义人呢？
How can God call a sinner righteous?
特别你看第四章第五节，他说：“唯有那不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的义就算为他的信就称为他的义。”
Chapter 4 verse 5, And to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness.
Justify the ungodly. 神称那个罪人为义人，这个是既不可能的，为什么可以呢？ 因为耶稣基督来成就我们的救恩。
How can God justify the ungodly? This is impossible unless Jesus comes to become our righteousness.
所以让我们看第22节到25节。
Let's look at verses 22 to 25.
第22节说，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督。你看到吗？然后到第24节，因耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义。第25节，因神设立耶稣作为挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，所以神能够赦免罪人，是因为耶稣所做的工作，所以公义可以临到罪人。
Verse 22, The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 24, Justified by God's grace through redemption in Jesus Christ. Verse 25. Propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. And all this shows us that only because of Jesus Christ who did all these things, that's why sinners can be justified and called righteous.
所以第22节到25节的中心就是耶稣基督。
And the central theme of 22 to 25 is Jesus Christ.
让我们再读一遍。Let's
read it again.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。但如今蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义了。神设立耶稣作为挽回祭，并且凭着耶稣的血，接着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容先时所犯的罪。
Verse 22, The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins.
所以在这段圣经里面，其实我们不断地强调， 我们公义的源头是神本身，父神本身。
And this passage keeps emphasizing the source of righteousness is God the Father.
你看25节是神设立耶稣作为挽回祭。
Verse 25, God put forward as a propitiation.
是神要显明他自己的义。
This was to show God's righteousness.
所以这里呢，给我们看到这个公义呢，是从神而来。
So all this shows us that righteousness comes from God.
所以它的根源是神父神，但是它的工作呢是基督来完成。
So the source is God the Father, but the work is completed by Jesus Christ.
所以在耶稣为我们做了什么呢？
What did Jesus do for us?
所以你看第二十四节，耶稣的救赎 redemption， 或者他神他因为他的救赎神称我们为义。
And verse 24, we are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
那么二十五节，神耶稣也为我们做了挽回祭。
And Jesus became a propitiation on our behalf.
所以这里耶稣为我们做的工作，第一包括称义，第二包括这个救赎。
So the work of righteousness that Jesus accomplished, firstly is justification. It also includes redemption.
还有一个就是做挽回祭。
And he is the propitiation.
所以在这里所谓称义呢，其实我们仔细讲这个义呢，就是对公义，就是正确的意思呢。其实谁对谁对谁错呢？只有神才能够定。
And justification over here means to be declared as right from wrong, and only God can declare someone as right or wrong.
所以真正神怎么可以称我们为义呢？是因为耶稣基督为我们成为了救赎。
And how can God declare us as righteous or justify us? That is because Jesus became our redemption.
因为人犯了罪，罪呢必须受到审判。
Because men have sinned and sin must be punished.
那么神不可以让罪不受到审判而赦免他。
And God will not let the guilty go free without punishment.
所以呢，耶稣来承担我们的罪，替我们还了罪债。
So Jesus came and bare our sins and he paid the price of sin.
所以这个救赎的这个词这个字眼呢，基本上是指一个这个奴隶的社会里面，我们在死在罪恶过程中，我们被罪捆绑，我们完全不能脱离的时候呢，神来耶稣来还我们的罪债，使到我们可以好像一个奴隶被赎出来，他可以有自由的身。
And the word redemption actually is used in the imagery of slavery because we are slaves when we are dead in our sins and trespasses and we are just like slaves. And so when God came, He sent Jesus to pay the price to redeem us so that we are no longer slaves to sin but we are now free.
我们在上一次我们想跟大家也思想过，犹太人说我们从来没有做过奴隶，就好像我们今天很多人都说我都不是奴隶，但是主耶稣说犯罪的人就是罪的奴隶。
And we have said about this last time that the Jews actually said that we are free, just like many people sitting here today think that we are all free. But when Jesus told them that they are those who commit sin are slaves to sin.
所以每一个人都被罪来控制，你可以不犯罪呢？
So everyone is under the power of sin. Can you choose not to sin?
或许年轻人你说可以我不犯罪，那我跟你挑战，你如果你成功得胜不犯罪的，请你来告诉我。
And young people might say yes, I can resist from sinning, but I would want to issue you a challenge. If you really can stop sinning, come and look for me.
如果你可以不犯罪一天，不犯罪一个星期，不犯罪一个月，不犯罪一年，你来找我。
If there is one day that you do not commit a sin, or one month, or one year, then I invite you to come look for me.
因为这里给我们看见所有的人都不断的犯罪。
And we can see actually that every man continuously sin.
所以这里呢，我们就成为罪的奴隶。
And we therefore are slaves of sin.
所以主耶稣来释放我们，所以一个信主的人，他就从罪的这个捆锁里面脱离出来。
And while we are slaves of sin, Jesus came to save us and free us so that we are now broken from the shackles of sin.
所以我们可以，所以基督徒神从哪里拯救我们？是从罪恶当中拯救我们。所以基督徒，如果你是得救的呢，你知道你生命有你的身，你里面有另外一个生命，使你不犯罪。
God saved us from the sins, and if you are a real born again believer, you will know that there ought to be a change in your life from sinning to not sinning.
在营会里面，我跟一个姐妹谈话。
In the camp, I was speaking with a sister.
啊，我非常感动。
I was very encouraged.
啊，因为她其实根本不知道我在感动，因为我的脸不会给人家看到我很感动的。
She doesn't know that I was extremely touched because I don't show it in my face.
因为在谈话的时候，她说我知道，我问她怎么得救，她说她知道她得救，因为她里面她发现她开始做决定的时候呢，她的人生呢，她有一些东西呢是她本来不可能做，本来不会这样做，也本来不会这样想，但是她发现她生命里面有另外一个生命呢，已经不是像她的旧我，她完全她的决定，她的想法完全是一个新生命的人的想法，这个就证明她有神的生命在里面。
And I asked her how does she know that she is saved, and she saidThat nowadays when she is making decisions in her life, she realized that she is making decisions not based on her own understanding, and she feels that there is another life in her that is causing her to make decisions which is according to what God wants. And this really encourages me because I know that there's a new life in her.
意思说耶稣已经还了他的罪，他已经被赎起来，他赎罪出来了，他不受到罪的捆绑，他可以重新做一个合乎神心意的人。
That is because Jesus has redeemed her, and Jesus has redeemed her from sins so that she is now a new creation. She is able to live a life that pleases God.
她能够这样做，因为耶稣还了她的罪，把她赎出来。
She is able to do this because Jesus has paid the redemption for her sins, and she has now been redeemed.
在马可福音十章四十五节，他说：“因为人子来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命。”做多人的赎价。
Mark 10:45 tells us even the Son of Man came not to be served but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以在这里我们看到这个救赎就是主耶稣成就了还这个债。
And so we see that the redemption has been brought about by Christ because he paid the price.
不但是我们看到主耶稣为我们还了债，而且呢主耶稣也成为我们的挽回祭。
And not only has Jesus paid the price of redemption, but he is our propitiation.
很多人对这个挽回祭很敏感。
Many people are very sensitive to this word propitiation.
当然我们坐在这里的人可能对这个字没有 不知道他为什么会敏感。
But of course, many of us seated here might not know why some people are sensitive to this word.
所以这个挽回祭的意思，那个字的意思是指说当你得罪一个人，那个人很生气你的时候，你要怎么样去使他不生气你呢？你做我们亚洲人都会的，去买几个礼物，然后去那边送他礼物，跟他道歉，然后说不要再生气了啊，就可以了，他就可以气就会消了。
And this whole idea of propitiation is actually from the idea that somebody has been offended and he is extremely angry.So we Asians know that when we have offended somebody and he's extremely angry, we need to go get a gift and to go present this gift and ask for forgiveness so that this person will stop being angry.
那么那个人看作那个礼物，哎呀，好了，我不生你的气了。
And when the person who is angry receives the gift and accepts it, he will cease being angry.
但是呢，当人很多人读，特别是西方读这段圣经的时候。他说谁生气？他说神生气啊，他们不能接受神生气，所以不翻译这个字。
And then many people, especially from the West, when they ask, so who's angry? And then when they realize God is the one that's angry, they cannot accept that God is angry, so they do not want to translate this word.
我们接受这是神的发怒，神的怒气。
We accept that God is angry.
因为刚开始的时候我就给你看第一章18节，原来神的愤怒从天显明在一切不仁不义的人身上。
Because we have already said in chapter 1 verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
当我们在讲这段圣经的时候，我说你知道吗，神现在如果你没有悔改，你不信耶稣，你不接受神的礼物，你就是神发怒的对象。
And I have said this before, if right now when you hear the word of God, you do not repent and ask for forgiveness from God, then you are the object of God's wrath.
很多人不要讲这个。
Many people avoid talking about this.
当你讲这个时候，你会生气，哇，神生气我，我更生气他。
And that's because many people, they respond in anger that God is angry and they are angry at God for being angry at them.
但是你要知道，神是创造宇宙万物的神，你的生命是神所赐的，他随时要你的生命，你都没有办法。
But you must realize that God is the creator of the universe. He gave you your very life, and if He decides to withdraw it, you have no power over it.
所以主耶稣说，他把自己的生命交出来，当作那个礼物来献给神，使到我们可以得到神的喜悦，得到神的接受，不再成为神的敌人。
But Jesus came and He gave His own life as a propitiation or as this gift to God so that when God accepts this gift, He will cease being angry with sinners. And from enemies of God, we now become friends of God.
所以神救赎我们，耶稣救赎我们。
So Jesus redeemed us.
耶稣成为我们的挽回祭，来使神不要发怒。
And Jesus became our propitiation to God so as to appease His anger.
因为主耶稣代替我们接受所有的审判。
Because Jesus took our place and He received all the punishment.
神的所有的审判，我们跟大家一起思想过，神的所有的对我们的审判都落在耶稣基督的身上。
And we have considered this with everyone before, that all of God's punishment was on Jesus.
所以现在神可以称我们为义。
And that's why God can justify us now.
神这个 justify 这个称义的意思，就是在法庭上说他是无罪的。
And this is a legal language. It means in the court of law, this person is declared as being not guilty.
所以这个人主耶稣为我们赎罪，主耶稣成为我们的挽回祭，所以神现在不再发怒，不再生气我们，现在称我们为无罪。在神面前，我们是一个无罪的人，因为耶稣已经替我们还了一切的罪债。
So Jesus redeemed us and He became the propitiation for our sins and He paid the price for our sins so that now we can be declared as righteous or declared innocent before God.
这个就是福音。
That's the gospel.
今天我们传福音不讲这个。
But today people preach the gospel without talking about all these things.
真正的好消息，因为神生气我们，因为我们犯罪了，但是耶稣来拿走我们的罪，替我们担当他的罪罚，所以现在我们来到神面前，神不再发，向我们发怒，神要祝福我们。
But the real good news will only be good news because there was bad news that God is extremely angry with us and He's going to judge us for our sins. But Jesus came, paid the price of redemption, redeemed us from our sins, died for our sins, and now He has become the propitiation for our sins. God has accepted His sacrifice and is now not angry with us anymore.
所以现在神不生气，我们这个是好消息。
And when God's anger has been appeased, that is good news.
我告诉你，你如果你可以跟世界上所有的人为敌，你千万不要以神为敌。
Let me tell you, you can have the whole world be your enemies, but never be the enemy of God.
因为神是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的神，你以他为敌，你就是天下的最大麻烦，没有人能够救你。
Because God is omniscient, He is omnipresent, and He is omnipotent. If you are His enemy, then no one can help you from this world.
因为最终神必要审判你。
Because in the end, God will judge you.
圣经告诉我们，当我们离开世界的时候呢，我们一定会面对到神的审判。
The Bible tells us that when we leave this world, we will certainly face God's judgment.
圣经告诉我们，落在永生神的手里，真是可怕。
The Bible tells us it is a fearful thing to be in the hands of an angry God.
但是如果你真正明白耶稣基督为我们承担这一切的时候呢，我们要来到他面前接受他的救恩。
But if you truly understand and accept and believe that Jesus has borne all these things for us, then you must come before Him and receive this gift of salvation.
所以我们从整段圣经里面看到，人死在罪恶过犯当中，我们不能够脱离罪的捆绑。但是耶稣来，神让他的公义彰显出来，所以神采取主动。这个公，他来源源头就是神。
So we see that we are dead in our sins and trespasses, and there's no way that anyone can save himself, but God initiated and came to seek man and to give us his righteousness, so the source of righteousness is God.
神怎么可以判一个罪人为义呢? 原来是耶稣基督替我们还了我们的罪。
How can God declare or justify the wicked? That is because Jesus came and paid the price of sin on our behalf.
所以神的公义呢,的基础给我们呢,是因为耶稣基督。
So the grounds of righteousness is Jesus Christ.
那么神公义的方,得公义的方法,或者领受公义的方法,就是人的信心。
And the means to righteousness is faith.
让我们来看,继续看第三章,接下来第27节到第31节。
And let us continue chapter 3, verses 27 to 31.
他说,既然如此,谁能夸口呢? 没有人可以夸口,因为都是神的恩典。用合法,没有呢,是用立功之法呢? 不是的,乃是信主之法。所以呢,我们看定了人称义是因着信,不在乎遵守律法。难道神是做犹太人的人的神吗? 不做外邦人的神吗? 是的,也是外邦人的神。神既是一位,也... 他就是因信那称受割礼的人为义，也因信称那未受割礼的人为义。这样呢，我们信废掉律法吗？断乎不可，更是坚固律法。Verse
27. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law.
所以在这里二十一、二十七节说，既然我们有什么夸口吗？实际上我们一点夸口都没有。记得我们是死在罪恶过程中，我们全然败坏，没有人寻求神，但是神寻求我们，而且要赐恩给我们。And
verse 27 basically is telling us that we have nothing to boast about because remember we were all dead in our trespasses and sins, and we are totally depraved, and it is God who took the initiative to come and to die for us and to give us his righteousness. It all belongs to God.
所以28节说,所以我看定了人称义是因着信,不在乎行为。
Therefore verse 28 says, For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
所以我们来到神面前没有什么可夸的。So
when we come before God, there is nothing that we can boast of.
一切都是恩典。
All of it is grace.
怎么样称义呢? 怎么样得神的公义呢? 就是单单相信神为我们准备这一切的这个礼物, 就是主耶稣, 接受耶稣基督, 就是可以称义。
How then can we be justified or declared righteous? There is nothing that we can do except to understand and agree and to accept that it is the Lord Jesus Christ who have achieved all these things for us.
我们什么都不能做。
There's nothing that we can do.
除非你认识到我们是死在罪恶当中，我们完全不能够靠自己，我们是来靠接受耶稣基督。是的，我相信你为我预备救恩，我接受这个救恩，我信靠你，我依靠你，我才能够得救。
The only way is to come and to accept that there is nothing that we can do and Jesus has achieved all these things for us. What we need to do right now is to respond in faith and to accept what Jesus has done for us and to trust him completely.
除非你认识到我们完全没有得救的机会，除非你认识到我们完全不能够靠自己，你是不可能得救的。
Unless you recognize that we can never depend on ourselves, and unless you recognize that we are so full of sin and we cannot do anything to save ourselves, you cannot be saved.
因为主耶稣自己在登山宝训那里说，那个灵里贫穷的人有福了。
Because Jesus himself said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the poor in spirit.
这里讲灵里贫穷是说我们在灵里面，我们在心里面知道自己贫穷到一点成绩都没有，完全不能够靠自己，完全只能够说主啊你救我，单单这样呢，你才能够 有福气。
And to be poor in spirit means that in our own hearts, in our spirit, we realize that we are totally bankrupt spiritually. There is nothing we can do at all to have any spiritual merit before God. And only by doing so can we ever be saved.
所以我们来到神面前是完全靠神，不是靠自己。
So when we come before God, we depend fully and completely in God and not on ourselves.
今天很可惜，很多人信了主之后还是在靠律法。
It is a pity that today, after believing in the Lord, many people still depend on the law.
我们是不是应该圣洁？是应该圣洁。
Do we need to be holy? Of course.
但是我们不是靠律法。
But we do not depend on the law.
我们是不是靠我们完成神的这个律法才能够得救？
We do not depend on keeping God's law to be saved.
我们是靠神的恩典。
We depend on God's grace.
意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
意思说当我们软弱跌倒的时候，赶快回到神的恩典当中。我们不是靠律法，不是要靠守这些律法来称义。意思说我们常常住在神的恩典当中。
In other words, when we are weak and when we fall and sin, we got to quickly come back to God and repent because we do not depend on the works of the law. We are constantly under grace.
圣经里面雅各书说，当你犯了一条，就是犯了众条。
In the Bible, the book of James says, if you break one commandment, you break all.
所以你如果犯一次法，你根本没有办法得救。但是我们今天呢，我们当我们软弱失败的时候，我们赶快回到神的里面。我们是靠恩典，不是靠神的这个律法。所以我们不要死守律法。
So you cannot keep the law because if you break one, you break all of it. So today, the implication for us is if we are weak and we fall,We quickly come under God's grace and we repent because we do not depend on works of the law, but we depend on grace.
我们要守住恩典。
We have to abide in grace.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
很多时候我们看到弟兄姐妹跌倒、软弱、失败的时候呢，我们应该抱着恩典的心来把他挽回来，把他带回来，而不是不断地指责他。
When we see a brother or sister in Christ commit sin and is weak, we need to come alongside and to bring this person back through grace rather than to stand on one end and judge the person.
我们用神的恩典来对待他，挽回他，使他回到神的恩典里面，不是用律法来指责他。
We need to help this person to come back to God's grace, and it is through God's grace that we do this, rather than using God's law to judge the person.
我们是要遵行神的旨意，是的，但是呢，我们是用神的恩典来遵行，不是只用律法来定他的罪。
Yes, we need to obey God's will, but we obey God's will through the grace of God and not to accuse someone using the law.
所以我们必须在神的恩典里面依靠神的恩典，我们充满感恩的心。是的，主如果是这样对我们，没有一个人能够活。但是主是充满了恩典，在哪里跌倒，我们就在哪里站起来；在哪里跌倒，我们赶快就在哪里回到神的话语里面。
And indeed, we need to depend and abide in God's grace because God is right. If He were to punish us immediately when we sin, but no, God did not do that. He is gracious to give us His.Salvation, and therefore we need to learn from this and also respond graciously to others and to ourselves. Wherever we fall, we need to stand up from that place and return to God's grace.
所以我们要用爱心、用恩典来对待我们的弟兄姐妹。
So we need to treat brothers and sisters in Christ with love and grace.
是用立功之法吗？不是的，是用信主之法。我们看定了人称义。不在乎行律法，乃是信，乃是看信是因信称义。
So we are not abiding by a law of works, but by the law of faith.
所以这里在第28节说，所以在29节，难道神是犹太人的神，不是外邦人的神吗？
And verse 29, or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also?
所以保罗是回到说，难道神只拯救犹太人？如果既然是恩典，拯救犹太人吗？不是的，他神也是外邦人的神。只要是犹太人也好，是外邦人也好，只要你相信耶稣基督，你要相信神给你的恩典，你就能够得救。
Since God saves by His grace, He will not just save Jews only, but he will also save Gentiles. As long as one has faith in God, then he will save him.
所以我们看到神的公义就彰显出来。
And we see that God's righteousness is revealed.
神使到罪人称义，是神的错吗？是神犯罪吗？是神不公义吗？
When God justifies the sinner or the guilty, is God in the wrong? Is he committing a sin and not being righteous?
绝对不是。
Of course not.
因为耶稣基督承担了我们的罪，所以这个就是公义的基础，公义的工作呢，是耶稣已经替我们还了。
Because Jesus has paid the price of sin on our behalf, and this is his work.
所以你在十字架上，我们跟大家讲过很多次，在十字架上你看到什么？
And we've said this many times. What do you see on the cross?
我们说我们看到神的爱，耶稣基督的爱。
And we say we see God's love, Jesus' love.
是的，我们在耶稣在十字架上，我们看到耶稣基督爱我们到他愿意承担我们的罪。
Yes, truly, we see Jesus' love on the cross, that he loves us so much he is willing to bear our sins on the cross.
但是这段圣经给我们看到，在十字架上我们也看到神的公义。
But this passage shows us that we can also see God's righteousness.
怎么看到神的公义呢？
How can we see God's righteousness?
记得主耶稣，我们跟大家思想过这个。主耶稣在还没有上十字架上的时候呢，还没有上十字架的时候，祷告说：“主啊，如果许可，让这个杯拿去；如果允许，可以的话，让这个杯拿去，我不用上十字架。”
And we have said this many times that before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed in the garden, Father, if it is possible, let this cup be removed from me.
神有没有回答？有，神回答说不可以，所以你一定要上。
And did God answer? Certainly he did, but the answer is no, it is not possible, you have to go to the cross.
为什么他一定要上？因为他一定要惩罚罪恶。
Why must Jesus go to the cross? Because God must punish sin.
所以你看十字架的时候，你就看到神一定要惩罚罪恶，所以耶稣一定要上十字架。
So when you look at the cross, you must see that God must punish sin, and that's why Jesus must go to the cross.
所以主耶稣在十字架上替我们还了一切的罪。
So Jesus paid for all our sins on the cross.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果耶稣为承担了我们的罪，要使我们脱离罪，今天你是不是能够仍旧在罪里面活呢？
So dear brothers and sisters, if Jesus has bore our sins on the cross, today can you still be living in sin?
让我们自己向神回答这个问题。
And let us answer this question to God ourselves.
让我们低头祷告，让我们自己给大家一点时间，你向神回应，然后我们请志平做总结的祷告。
And let us bow our heads in silent prayer in response to God before we conclude in prayer.